dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you're like me, you want to get the most out of every gallon of gasoline that goes into your car. So use your Motorhead. Get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for 10 fill-ups, where Lucas wants you to use a bottle every time you fill your tank. Gum Out Regain, the smarter way to maximize your fuel economy.
Buy it now at Advanced Auto Parts in the convenient new 2x concentrated bottle.
Hey, Subway $5 footlong fans, it's
Carl Edwards,
Ryan Howard,
Michael Strahan here.
So many footlongs are $5.
$5 footlongs.
Yards and yards of them.
From the tasty oven-roasted chicken to the Black Forest ham.
That'll hit the sweet spot.
Of any $5 footlong fan.
Everyone loves Subway $5 footlong subs. From the zesty spicy Italian to the newest $5 footlong sub, the deliciously new Orchard Chicken Salad. Available for a limited time.
Subway.
Eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax, prices, and participation. Are not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Excludes premium subs. Additional charge for extras.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Scheduled edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with the Big Daddy Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson. Happy to have you along. Here's the particulars, the phone number, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox, our email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's a regular Thursday, so Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com will be joining us. We'll talk about the Hogan's All-Star Games for the Nebraska Kidney Association going the next three nights in Minden. And talk a little Legion Baseball. We're getting ready for the Super Regionals. Got some emails here we want to run over. Daddy. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Breaking news following the... What? I'm just catching this right now. The Big Ten Conference reportedly would like to expand. Okay, the Big Ten Conference reportedly... Okay, the joke's old. All right, I'm sorry. But following this story for us, Tony Davis. Tony with the latest. Good morning.
I'm not sure I've got any of the latest. There's so many reports out there. Which one do you want to believe? We have spoken with our regent, Kent Schroeder, this morning. Got a comment from him. Here's what he said.
Kent did not want to join us on the show today.
He passed on joining us. I think he's probably tired of talking on the phone and getting probably the same questions asked of him. I said, what do you expect to happen tomorrow? He responded with saying, I expect to go in, there will be a closed session in which Coach Osborne and President Perlman will state their cases for, he said, either going to the Big Ten or remaining in the Big 12. Then there will be a resolution come up with of some capacity which will state either our allegiance to the Big 12 or whether we will apply for admission into the Big Ten. That's what he expects to happen tomorrow at the 1 o'clock meeting going on in Lincoln with the Board of Regents that they have. Well, it's a regularly scheduled meeting, Doug. They didn't make up a meeting for this. This is a regularly scheduled time. They have a meeting every month. This is what goes on there. That is what he told us. So that's what will go on tomorrow. Of course, all the reports are that Nebraska is going to the Big Ten. It's already been broke all over. It started to come down yesterday afternoon, roughly 3:30. That's why we decided to go on for an hour and a half last night.
If you missed us last night, we had Steve Sipple join us once again. We also caught up with the Big Ten perspective from last night from AnnArbor.com. Special guest from there.
Mike Bartek.
Joined us yesterday for that, or Dave.
Him too.
And I knew one of the names.
Dave Burkett.
And
sorry. Well, I want to get the name right for the guy. He's our first friend from the Big Ten.
We talked about that last night and got a lot of phone calls. Got a lot of listener reaction as folks were heading home from work or bopping around at the end of the evening. And we invite your calls as well, because coming up today, we will be talking with a variety of folks on the program. Mike Lucas of the Madison Capital Times is going to join us today. Also on the program today, Joshua Kinder of the Manhattan Mercury. And that takes us to our first email. Matt and Carney, why is nobody talking about Iowa State, Kansas State, and Baylor staying in the Big 12? Ah, Matt, because nobody cares. But then he goes on to say, why don't they try to bring in the TCU, Boise State-type colleges to the Big 12? Wouldn't the four teams remaining be better staying in a conference like the Big 12 with some second-tier teams rather than going to a non-BCS conference? Is there a reason this has not been discussed? See, that's been my point, and I brought it up to a couple of guests. Why dissolve the Big 12 even if there's only four or five members left in the Big 12?
Yeah, I think Colin brought that up. Why, if you're Texas and you've ran the whole deal from the beginning, you lose Nebraska and the conference just crumbles to the ground? I don't understand that either. Although, as soon as Nebraska went, the report surfaced that Texas and the rest of the schools from the South, other than Baylor, would be gone to the Pac-10.
Thane and Carney says, hey guys, I was wondering if you were able to make a podcast of last night's show available. I was only able to catch part of the show. I would have really liked to hear the whole thing. Real Football Talk in June is a welcome sight anytime. Or at least replay the interview with the Michigan guy. That was a great piece that I was able to hear. I'm tired of hearing what Cowchip Mac Brown Jr. has to say. He's a Texas man. Thane and Carney. Well, unfortunately, no podcast of yesterday. And that's where we're at. More today, we'll have more, and we're going to have more tomorrow, and we're on location next week a lot, 2-hour shows, so there's going to be plenty to talk about on Doug and Daddy for the next, well, long time. I guess we usually wait for mid-July for our Big 12 preview and then to media days, and we really kind of get going there. Well, it started now. It's not going to end. We are on, and we are going, and there will be something to talk about, you would think, every day, football-wise, until the national championship game in January, which seems ludicrous. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Eric, our Iowa Hawkeye fan, says, I would like to take a minute and welcome the Huskers to the Big Ten with open arms.
We've missed Eric.
This is going to be the start of or a new beginning of a rivalry. This is going to work out for all the teams in the Big Ten. Bo is an Ohio State native, and he will like the move, too. I do admit the Huskers have a great defense, but now they have a couple of years to learn how the spread offense works in the Big Ten. Huh? It says, now I have a reason to drive to Lincoln and go into Memorial Stadium. You will see that this move benefits Nebraska, as everyone can see more games on the Big Ten Network rather than a few on ABC and ESPN. I know Husker fans would rather watch the games than listen to the radio. As a Hawkeye fan, between ABC, ESPN, and the Big Ten Network, I got to see every game last year. See in a couple of years when the Hawkeyes invade Memorial Stadium. Eric, thanks. Some of those are just not true, though. Some of the things that he said are just not true. How many Husker football games can a Husker fan watch? All of them? Okay, a couple may be on pay-per-view. I will grant you that. But everything else is on ESPN, ABC, Fox.
South Dakota State won't be.
So they're all right there for you. And I know Husker fans would rather watch the games and listen. I don't know. There's a lot of times that people say, I can't listen to Brent Musburger or fill in the blank. A lot of people hate Brent. I like Brent Musburger, always have. But that seems to be a whipping or a punching bag for all the Husker fans. So I don't know about that. And Greg Sharp does a pretty darn good job with his crew on the network as well. So I would take the Huskers network over the Hawks anytime. 888-455-ESPN. Go the direction you want to, folks. Give us a call, 888-455-3776, or you can email douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Doug, what do you make out of the notion, and we hit on this last night, we'll hit on it again, that the reports out of Texas and the media getting a hold of Texas trying to spin the deal like they're the good guys in the deal, trying to hold the Big 12 all together? Because that, to me, seems to be the furthest thing from the truth. The deal got so severed because of what they did that it couldn't be repaired, in my mind. Isn't that what happened?
Texas has a pretty good PR department, I'm assuming. They have, plus or minus, I don't think they've done really anything in this whole thing but just sit there. I think they would have liked to stay in the Big 12 the way it was, because obviously it was working for them. That's all I really have to say about that.
I just wish you'd go back to them standing up and saying, hey, obviously we can't go back and do this over, but we got to be accountable for what we did, and that was entertain the first email that was sent to us from the Big Ten and Ohio State, inviting us, or at least getting the talk started, that maybe they were interested in taking us to the Big Ten. You know, had they not done that, had they released that, like they seem to release everything else to their media down there, then I think the Big 12 would have been safe.
Well, I also, though, when I said this yesterday on our special afternoon show, Nebraska fan, don't hate Texas over this. I don't see why there's a reason to hate Texas. Now, yeah, they didn't have anything to do with Nebraska going to the Big Ten, and really I don't see them having anything to do with. They can dismantle the Big 12, yes, if they all decide to go to the Pac-10. They're not going to stick around for 9 schools if Colorado, Missouri, and Nebraska are all gone. And there's no guarantee that Missouri will be. And as you just heard at the Sports Center at the top of the hour, Sporting News is reporting that Colorado will accept a bid to the Pac-10 as early as today. So officially they will get the jump, and maybe Nebraska won't look like the bad guy. Colorado can continue to look like the bad guy.
Wow.
Peter says, since I grew up in Iowa and still follow the Hawkeyes, I welcome Nebraska to the Big Ten family. Big Daddy will really like that trip to Madtown.
Madtown, huh?
See, we got to get used to this kind of stuff. You know.
I know one deal that you're going to be particularly perturbed about is all those 11 o'clock start times. Your least favorite time to play a college football game, which I think is a lot of people's least favorite time to play a college football game.
I listened to all 11 fight songs today out of the Big Ten. There's like 2 that are kind of cool. Hail to the Victors from Michigan, kind of cool. On Wisconsin, kind of cool. Got a little beat to it. And obviously, the Illinois fight song, which is also the fight song of the Ord Fighting Chanticleers, is obviously number 1, or at least number 2 behind Michigan. This is the Iowa fight song. Well, as I look at the map here, when they just throw the locos on of all the Big Ten schools, you can see that, will Nebraska no longer be considered in the West? Will we start to be an Eastern? Will we trade from being looked at as West and all the way to California and the mountains and all of that and the plains to...
You mean from a national perspective?
Yeah, from a national... Oh, they're in the Big Ten. They must be in the East. They must be in the East. See, that's why we have so many 11 o'clock start times, because of the Eastern time zone for some of these schools. I believe that Nebraska has to go into the Big Ten and making sure that their voice is heard. Making sure that their voice is heard. See, these are noon kickoffs for half the schools in the Big Ten. They're 11 o'clock kickoffs for the Central time zone. Let's say that Nebraska will have a couple of those a year. A couple.
They've got a couple right now, so maybe it's not that big of a deal to them.
So we'll find out. Of all the things, that's going to be a pain in the butt when it does occur, but we'll see. We'll see. We won't be on Big Monday anymore. Oh, wait. We're not Big Monday for basketball anyway. Let's take a break. Doug and Daddy's show, because we've got some guests we want to get to. So 888-455-ESPN. Mike Lucas from the Madison Capital Times will give us a Big Ten view from Wisconsin. Barry Alvarez is up there. I'm sure he's probably got some comments from Coach Alvarez. We'll talk about that after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Where were you when you first heard about blogging or kung fu? Don't remember? Well, now Burger King is giving you the chance to remember where you were for another historic first. New BK Fire Grilled Ribs. Tender bone-in ribs with authentic barbecue flavor. So wherever you are right now is where you were when you first heard about them. New smoky BK Fire Grilled Ribs. So authentic you just might need a bib. Only at Burger King. And participating restaurants for a limited time only.
Recently, Burger King created the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. And with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted cheese on a toasted English muffin, we apologize for shamelessly copying the Sausage McMuffin with Egg from McDonald's and charging a dollar for it. So sorry, America, for making it more affordable to enjoy a tasty breakfast. Sorry if you think $1 is just a ridiculously low price. And we're sorry if you don't stop by for the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. Only a dollar. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast hours only.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing
"Rare Boys!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. And change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, stand by. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Had an email earlier, what's going to happen to KK State? Why isn't nobody talking about that? We're going to talk with Josh Kinder of the Manhattan Mercury in just a moment. Then Mike Lucas is going to join us from the Madison Capital Times. And a lot more coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But it is Thursday, and this is the day to stop in and see Steve and the gang at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Should be a good day to get out and get a little exercise in. They've got all of the top-of-the-line running shoes on the rack. They'll work with you. They've got the shorts, the hat. Maybe you want a new Husker T-shirt. Maybe you better find, like, a Big 12 championship T-shirt. You know, we played in the game once. You know, go find that kind of stuff because it's going to become obsolete pretty soon. And if you're getting ready for the travel summer squads with softball and baseball, they can outfit your whole team from uniforms and hats and travel bags to bats and balls, all the practice equipment. And, of course, if you need to update your Little League or Senior League or softball bat selection, they've got them for you. Cleats, baseball, and softball gloves from the top of the line, like Adidas, Nike, Mizuno, Louisville. They're all right there at Misco Sports. It's open 7 days a week and late on Thursdays. This is Thursday, folks. They're open till late on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Doug, right now we're pleased to be joined by Joshua Kinder of the Manhattan Mercury to tell us all that's going on with Kansas and Kansas State. Josh, thanks so much for giving us a minute today. And what is the mood like in Kansas?
Well, thanks for having me. I wish it was under better circumstances. I think both schools have gone to damage control. You know, I'll speak more on K-State. I know I just, you know, spoke with the school president, Kirk Schultz, this morning, and, you know, they're still holding out. I think that they've come to terms with, you know, the fact that Nebraska is on their way out and Colorado is soon to be on their way out. And, you know, they're focusing all their efforts now towards those Texas schools and keeping them in what could be a 10-team Big 12.
You think that's feasible, Josh? I've always thought that Texas – everybody seems to be wanting to hate Texas. I say they still control what they want to do, and leaving to be under maybe the control or share the control with the California schools, I still don't understand that. What do you think the chances are that the Big 12 will still exist with 10 or 11 teams?
I don't know that the chances are good, but I don't think it's as far-fetched as some of the other scenarios. You know, there's still nothing wrong with being big fish in a small pond, and that's exactly what they'd get if they stayed in the new Big 12, you know, and even maybe add a couple teams to replace the ones that lost. But, you know, like you said, I mean, Texas holds all the cards right now, and it's just a matter of K-State pleading their case It's come down to that. I think a little bit of groveling to, you know, to keep Texas on board.
Joshua Kinder from the Manhattan Mercury joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Josh, if people had to do it over again, obviously different things would have been done long ago. What would Dan Beebe have done different from the start of this deal in your mind?
I think Dan Beebe screwed this thing up in the beginning. You know, we first heard, you know, when the Big Ten made their overtures, you know, they were going to expand, and you know, Missouri's name quickly popped up, and Nebraska wasn't soon after. You know, I think that was a prime opportunity for the commissioner to get ahead of this game and start talking expansion himself. You know, don't wait and just sit back and let teams get poached. You know, it may not have worked, but at least it's doing something. You know, he didn't really start talking about this until the last couple weeks. You know, he was pretty mum on this whole thing until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think he trusted some people, one in particular, Jim Delaney, that basically just ran him over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then, you know, obviously Delaney started that, and then Larry Scott jumped onto it, you know, the Pac-10, and I mean, and the Big 12, like I said, it wasn't until a week ago he started talking, and even then he wasn't even getting that tough. I expected in Kansas City last week to hear a tough-minded Dan Beebe, you know, get tough, speak candidly, but he stuck to the same secretive, you know, the secretive tact he's taken all along. He wasn't saying much. You know, he talked a lot, but he didn't say anything. And then next thing we know, you know what, not even a week later, his conference is, you know, falling, you know, from underneath his feet.
Joshua Kinder, Manhattan Mercury, joining us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show, where Kansas and Kansas State, I think, are two schools that some conference would love to have. I can't say the same about Iowa State and Baylor. The Senators from the state of Kansas came out yesterday and tried to make a little bit of a plea. I guess that's how many people look at that. They tried to get their 2 cents worth in. We've even seen so much as the schools that are left out in the cold might bring a lawsuit against the Big 12. I don't see that happening because it's not going to help anybody in any situation. How about you?
Yeah, no one around here has been talking lawsuit. You know, I haven't heard that as far as K-State's concerned. I think, you know, they're developing a series of what-if scenarios, you know. Obviously, they have, you know, they're right now, you know, with the two schools looking to vacate now, you know, I think they're focused on Texas, and if they end up bailing, you know, I've heard that within a week, they'll start, you know, exploring other conferences to possibly join, maybe, you know, form a united front with the remaining Big 12 schools, you know, and begin a new conference. I mean, I think everything is on the table. You know, the main thing is K-State. You know, I was told by the president today, I asked him, you know, simply, you know, will K-State land on solid ground? And he said, we have to. There's not another option in their playbook. I mean, they have to land on solid ground. And they're going to do everything they can to do that. And they want KU to be a part of it. And I think they feel like they need KU to be a part of it. You look at those basketball programs of both teams. Obviously, we all know about KU, and you know, K-State's been on the rise in recent years. And I think they intend to be there, stay there for a while. You know, that's a big attraction, I think, to, you know, maybe an, you know, ACC, or even I heard Big East might even, you know, that's creeped in the minds of some. I don't know if that's, you know, too feasible, but I think they'll take anything they can to keep that BCS status.
Josh, one of the big talking points over the last couple of weeks when it looked like Nebraska could be going to the Big Ten once they finally got past the money and the football was that there's some other very credible sports programs and that Nebraska's academic is as good as anybody in the country with more academic All-Americans than any other Division I institution. Does Kansas and or Kansas State have anything, or what else can they offer besides the two men's basketball programs to any conference?
Well, you know, you look, the APR report was just, you know, released yesterday, and, you know, K-State ranked among the top in the conference, and they have for, you know, for a few years now. You know, they still have the highest graduation rates in the Big 12, all of them, best graduation rates, you know, if, as far as the athletic department goes. So, you know, that's a big asset to them, but, you know, I don't know at the end of the day that that's going to be a deciding factor. You know, it still seems to boil down to TV sets and the fact that Kansas, state of Kansas, just doesn't have as many. You know, so, I mean, I think they want to be in a football conference, but at the same time, basketball's kind of running, you know, running the show for both these, you know, these institutions right now.
Yeah, it's certainly the case. I mean, that doesn't really bode very, very well when it seems that football is the big money maker. Is Kansas throwing any weight around by saying, hey, the last 7 years we were in an Orange Bowl, we won an Orange Bowl, we've been in the BCS picture, or is that just not talked about?
Well, I think Bill Self, you know, he's talked about that in, you know, the last 24 hours, that, you know, not just being in the Orange Bowl, but winning the Orange Bowl and winning the national title, and he just doesn't understand how KU could possibly be left out of the picture. I mean, I think his last comment was something of the lines of, you know, our offices are on Naismith Boulevard. I mean,
yeah, it doesn't get much really more historic than that.
Well, Josh Kidd,
you know, I think, you know, K-State has the same deal. I know Frank Martin has been in contact with Bill Self, and he's, you know, he's beside himself on what to do, and he's tired of it. He doesn't even understand why football is driving it. He pointed to the NCAA tournament. That creates 95% of their revenue every year, not football. So we'll see.
Man, it just, I don't see any scenario, I guess, from the Nebraska point of view, I don't see any scenario that Kansas and or Kansas State will be, there's no way they can be in a better position than they are, well, they were 3 months ago. I can't see him. I guess, Josh, what do you think is going to happen? I know it's way early, but let's say it's down to the four teams that everybody says. What's your gut tell you is going to happen?
I don't think the Big 12 survives. I think the Texas schools are going to run. Whether it's the right thing to do or not, I think they're on their way out. I think the best scenario for you know, honestly, for K-State and KU is to, you know, join up with the Mountain West. You know, that wouldn't be a bad football conference. I know the basketball's a little, you know, suspect, but, you know, football speaking, that's not bad. And it might be enough to get them a BCS status. I mean, the BCS is going to change. There's no doubt. That's all going to have to be changed if, you know, the realignment. And if they can pick up, you know, two or three Big 12 schools and maybe even a Boise State, that puts, you know, the Mountain West in a lot better standing than they are today. And that might be enough to get them BCS. Who knows?
Hey, Tony, what do you think? They're reporting right now on ESPN that Tom Izzo is very close to taking the Cavs job. Wouldn't you think Bill Self would be the number one name on their list? Because Michigan State has said they are ready to hire the next coach if Izzo leaves.
Well, it's certainly, yeah, you got your dream job, I think. Or, you know, he gets his dream job in Kansas and doing national titles and all this stuff. Then a bombshell's dropped on you. I don't know what to think if you're Turner Gill, if you're Frank Martin. I think all those guys just feel helpless down there. Josh, what do you make of this? What do you make of Texas spinning the deal to make it look like they're the good guys in all this and tried to keep the deal together for as long as they could?
Well, I mean, you know, DeLoss Dodds, you know, I think he likes power. And what, you know, what's better than being the man is you save the Big 12. I mean, I think, you know, unfortunately, I think Tom Osborne might go down as the one who destroyed the Big 12. You know, and I think Texas might take some pleasure in that, perhaps, you know, and maybe, you know, the Lost Dogs can be the bigger man as far as they're concerned and do it. But I still don't think it's going to be enough to do it. I still think they're on their way to the Pac-10.
Well, Josh, hopefully we can get a chance to continue to chat with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show as more things start to develop and we get closer to more definite answers. So we'll let you get back on the trail here, and we sure appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Joshua Kinder, the Manhattan Mercury. They're screwed unless they can keep intact and bring in some power schools. Go get some of the WAC schools. Go get some of the Mountain West schools. You know, hey, what if you brought, I think you could go get Nevada. You could go get Nevada. You could go get Utah.
You got
BYU.
You got a Boise.
For football. But I'm thinking Nevada's pretty good in men's basketball and football. Not great, but good enough. I mean, that's what they have to look at. You're not going to find, if we're going to power conferences, you're not going to find anybody that's going to jump ship and come over. It'll be interesting. And what will happen to the Missouri-Kansas rivalry if that snaps? What if the Big Ten doesn't want Missouri? What if there's just five schools? How crazy would that be?
He's bringing up ACC and Big East.
Well, I'll throw this out because every scenario has been out there. If Missouri doesn't get invited to the Pac-10 or the Big Ten, Missouri-Kansas, Kansas State, Conference USA, Big East, whatever they want to do. They're not going to the ACC. That makes no sense. Well, I mean, it just doesn't. We'll take a break because we're going to keep rolling along with our guest, Mike Lucas from the Madison Capital Times. Your emails, a whole lot more coming your way. Give us a buzz. We'll love to talk to you in the second half of the show, but Mike Lucas is coming up next.
The Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also at the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
AutoZone. Get ready to hit the road this season with a trip to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you're looking for a quick way to tune up your car, head to AutoZone and restore lost performance and improve your gas mileage with a buy one, get one free deal on Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner 12 ounces. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Tune up in time for your summer travels. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Listen, Sarah, I just wanted to say that I love you. I mean it. You know, maybe you and I should take this to the next level. Sarah? Sarah?
My name's Rachel.
Wake up and stay alert with X-Rise Morning Shower Gel. No matter what goes down, X will fix you up. To find out more, visit thefixers.com.
If you've ever considered owning a motorcycle, this is the time. Kearney Yamaha has three truckloads of repossessed bikes in stock right now, and they're slashing prices. With the great financing options at Kearney Yamaha, you can't afford to miss out on this repo sale.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha, and we want to save you money during our motorcycle repo sale. You'll save tons of money on fuel.
You're sure to find the bike of your dreams and save tons of money, but hurry in. These bikes won't last long. It's the repo sale going on now at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly occasional sun and some cloudiness through the day today with a chance for a shower or storm early today, especially to the north of the area. Then a chance late in the day as well with highs in the mid-80s. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Limbo Day. Because by this time tomorrow, the Regents will be getting ready to probably officially say that Nebraska is going to the Big Ten. And we're starting to make new friends in the Big Ten, we hope, Daddy.
Yeah, we're going to go right now to Madison, Wisconsin, to Mike Lucas from the Capital Times. Mike, we understand here under time constraints, we appreciate you fitting us in this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome, and you are our second official friend from the Big Ten.
Not a problem whatsoever. You just got to let me know what type of sports bars Lincoln has. I haven't been there since 72.
Well, thank God you're talking to the right radio show for that, buddy. Hey, Mike, first off, no one knows for sure. When in your understanding would Nebraska start playing football? I'm here in 2012, obviously not official. When would Nebraska's first football game in the Big Ten be?
I probably heard the same things that you guys have had, that they're not going to wait around. They want to make this transition as smoothly and as quickly as possible. I've even heard, and it's really not a credible source necessarily, but I've heard that 2011 is something that has been brought up. But I don't know if they can do it, and I'm not sure yet either what their other plans are as far as expansion. When Delaney did talk less than a week ago, Jim Delaney, the commissioner, he mentioned that this could happen in phases. And since this is the first phase, I don't know what the timetable is for the second phase, nor do I know for the timetable for Nebraska to start playing this league.
Mike, what's the reaction in Wisconsin about Nebraska entering this league?
I think it's a very positive reaction for football. Not so much for basketball, but definitely for football. Most people here are aware of the tradition. I mean, it does help to have Barry Alvarez as your athletic director and former head coach, and Alvarez's ties to Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, and Devaney are well known. So I think they people in this area, and for the most part, the people in the Big Ten footprint, understand that Nebraska brings quite a bit to the dance in football. Even though this is not the same Nebraska that, you know, I'm sure you guys are, you know, accustomed to seeing many years ago, or anybody else is. And by the way, don't blame us for Bill Callahan, okay? He come out of the Wisconsin program. But, don't carry a grudge on Cali, okay?
Well, maybe we'll get to see our old buddy Kevin Cosgrove again here in the near future.
Cos is in Minnesota, yeah. You get to see Cos.
God, can you imagine that? See, nobody's brought that up yet either. Nebraska, that's got to be it. Minnesota at Nebraska, first game we play in the big. No. Have you got a comment from Barry Alvarez yet? Mike, have you heard anything from him specifically on this?
Well, Barry's waiting until it becomes official. I guess my question to you is, are there any potential snags in this becoming official?
Well, the story that everybody was waiting for, the monthly Board of Regents meeting just happened to be tomorrow. Everybody was waiting for them to update their agenda via the law that it had to be on there 24 hours before. They did that yesterday. There's not going to be a snag. They wouldn't be doing what they're doing just to say we talked about it.
What do you think Nebraska brings to the Big Ten?
Well, they bring one of the top football traditions in history, and with Michigan being in there, they've got another program that's over 800 wins. And the academic, they've got more academic All-Americans than any Division I institution in the United States of America. That might be just as impressive, if not more impressive, than football. And if the Big Ten picks up another couple of teams, especially if there happens to be a Notre Dame or somebody to the east in a UConn or a Rutgers or a Syracuse, some of the other sports is going to get a little more exciting too, I think. The academics and the football definitely are 1-2. And looking at what the Big Ten did in baseball this year, Nebraska might be able to take what they have and fit in pretty darn good.
Well, now you're talking to a school here in Madison that doesn't even have a baseball team, so be careful okay. what you bring up on that. No, I like the idea, and I think it's going to be fun to see how they split up the league. If it stays at 12, do they go with the natural geographical split and have Nebraska with Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Northwestern, and Illinois, which would then preserve some of the rivalries on the other side, or you go north-south? But it opens up unlimited possibilities.
You know, Mike, that was my next question. Has there been any talk about a north-south, or has it all been east-west? We're just hearing east-west.
Yeah, so far that has been, and nobody knows. Everyone's been guessing. And that's been I guess the beauty of this storyline, or maybe the charm and the curse since day one, there has been so much guesswork, and there's so much left to guess about as far as what the Big Ten's intentions are going to be for the next, you know, potential member. Will it be Rutgers, Maryland, Syracuse? And will Notre Dame ever be convinced that it needs to be within a league? I think that's the most important thing to keep in mind now. Now, when we looked at Jim Delaney here in this part of the country, we were kind of assured that Delaney was going to hit a home run in expansion. And to be quite honest with you, Nebraska is not. I would look at the Cornhuskers as a double. So the home run would be Notre Dame. And that's still out there, and don't know if that'll ever happen.
How about a stand-up triple? Let's go with a stand-up triple.
How about a ground rule double, okay? The bounces over the fence. Close enough?
We only got another minute here with Mike Lucas of the Madison Capital Times. Last night when we broke in and talked a little bit here on ESPN Radio, we had Dave Burkett from the Ann Arbor .com joining us, and he's obviously just a little bit younger than you. I want to pose the same question. What was it like when Penn State came in, and can you give us any indication of what the conference learned when Penn State came in, what Nebraska might be different about playing in the Big Ten or being a part of the Big Ten?
Well, there was great expectation from all the other teams because of Penn State's profile and Joe Paterno. I think the question would be better served to Penn State. Were the Nittany Lions surprised by the competitive level after being an independent for so long and cherry-picking on the schedule? I think they found it a little bit tougher in the league than many of its fans probably thought it would be. I mean, isn't that a Penn State that's dominated the Big Ten? You know, it had a really good team in 94, and 2 years ago they were very good. But they've had their down spiral in this league, so it's probably more competitive to the outsider than you'll ever know until you get here, because it's going to grind from week to week.
Okay, Mike, what bar do we got to go to when we visit Camp Randall?
Well, I got a whole list of bars for you boys now. The thing I want to know is you all hate Texas that much, huh?
Well, see, that's just Daddy, I think, hates them a little more than I do. I don't blame Texas in this at all because they were invited in first. Now, he's taking the point that Texas is coming out with some articles saying, hey, don't blame us. We're trying to keep the Big 12 together, but yet they'll be the first one to run once Nebraska makes the dart here. Nebraska-Texas has never been the same as Nebraska-Oklahoma. As we said,
as far as a respect deal.
Well, we have no rival anymore in college football.
Okay.
There is
what's going to happen with Missouri? What do you think?
They don't bring anything to the table, Mike. They bring zero to the table. I said yesterday, you've got when this deal comes out, you got to present your resume to the new boss hiring you. When you say, what do you bring to this organization, and you go, I don't have an answer for you. You look pretty dumb, and your resume's kicked out.
No, I hear you. Well, look me up when you guys come to Madison. I'll show you. Show you the town. You won't be disappointed there.
Mike, you're the best. We hope to talk with you again in the near future. Enjoy the week.
Thank you.
See you, Mike.
Mike Lucas from the Madison Capital Times is our continuing coverage of Big Ten expansion. Big 12 blow-up continues on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the debt popper inbox here. A couple of emails we want to get to. Greg in Roseland says, did that guy just say that? He meant that guy by Eric, the Iowa fan. Quote, learn how the spread is run in the Big Ten? What a joke! Doug, Daddy, myself, and eight other out-of-shape middle-aged men could defend a Big Ten spread offense. How's it working, Michigan? Hey, Zucker, you got it going there in Illinois? Minnesota, Iowa, please. Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez, old-time Husker smashmouth. Big Ten and spread don't even belong in the same sentence. Thanks, Greg and Roseland. Adam and Holdridge says, hey, fellas, two things I can promise you I will never do. The first is play poker against T.O., ultimatum schmultimatum. Nebraska, or nobody plays it closer to the vest than good old T.O. The second is play a game of chess against Jim Delaney. As more and more things drop, he appears more and more to be some sort of genius. Not only is he a master strategist, but he's ruthless too. He took Dan Beebe and played him like a fiddle, then proceeded to evescerate his confidence. I don't even know that word. I didn't even bother to look it up.
I just knew, Daddy,
that's yours.
That's your great word.
If not directly, he goes on to say about getting things going here. He just snagged one team indirectly by setting the whole thing in motion. Adam and Holdridge, quit using such big words.
Thanks for the emails. We appreciate them. Keep them coming. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Mark in Minden says, I know there's no more to it, but what's stopping the Big 12 just staying together and creating our own TV network to generate all this money for themselves?
Apparently the presidents don't want it, which I don't understand that. And if obviously that's a question that if Ken Schroeder, perhaps maybe when this is all settled down, we can get him on, maybe feel more comfortable coming on and have more answers for people. Perhaps that's a question we could pose to him. I don't know why anybody would be about promoting their own conference.
In the last 20 minutes, the two following stories from the Associated Press. Texas and Texas A&M officials are scheduled to meet to discuss the future of their athletic programs, blah, blah, blah. Today's meeting is at an undisclosed location, coming on the heels of the reports that Nebraska could be headed to the Big Ten and Colorado to the Pac-10. Baylor and Texas Tech have said that even if the Big 12 breaks apart, they want to remain with Texas and Texas A&M as members of the same conference. Missouri curators have opened 2 days of meetings in Columbia amid speculation about the school's interest in leaving the Big 12 for an expanded Big 10 conference. Warren Erdman told the Kansas City Star today that Missouri had not been asked to join the Big 10, noting that he had been out of the state the past week but wasn't aware of any change in the situation. Yeah, whatever. You're out of the state now. Nobody's probably going to drop you a little phone call or a text or an email. Another reason Missouri looks like a moron. The 10-member board of curators went into a closed session immediately upon convening this morning. Neither Chancellor Brady Deaton nor Athletic Director Mike Alden were in the room.
I'm telling you right now, Missouri's ticked about the bowl bids they received. Missouri, you know, the Nebraska, they beat Nebraska by 35 points, but yet Nebraska jumps him, goes to the Gator Bowl. You know what? It doesn't matter if you're in the Big 12, if you're in the Big 10. If you're going to bring 600 or 800 people to a Boy Bowl game, you're going to continue to get passed up. It doesn't matter if that's passed up by Nebraska or if it's passed up by Wisconsin or Iowa. I was actually traveling last year to that part of the country when Iowa was going. Those planes were full of Iowa people. Iowa travels Missouri. Wisconsin travels Missouri. You better know where you're at when bowl season comes, and you better get your asses on a plane.
Yeah, Missouri and Illinois, you go ahead and get together and play that big rivalry game in front of 40,000 folks. Let's take a little break here and give folks a chance maybe to type their emails or get their thoughts together for a phone call. And Joe DeMeo, as he does every Thursday, going to join us for a couple of minutes from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, you know, this might be the least popular segment in the history of FantasyPlayersEdge.com because everybody's talking expansion up here. Why don't you guys bring South Florida up and join the Big Ten?
Yeah, no, I just got back in Kansas City a couple of days ago, and that was all the rage. And it sounds like it's now a full blaze. And I can appreciate, understand it. It's quite a disruption after like 1 million years of Big 12 football.
Well, we do have a couple of baseball questions for you on this Thursday. And, folks, if you've got a question, fire it off to us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Always check out Joe's website at FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Carlos Zambrano got back on the mound last night as a starter, and we don't have to speak specifically of him. But, Joe, who's the guys that didn't have a good first month that maybe you just went, get on my bench and I'm going to forget about them, and now maybe they've kind of got things going again? I know the opposite can be said for Mark Teixeira. Started hot, now he's cold. Who are some of the guys that maybe are playing a little bit better here the last couple, 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, the first one you've got to take a look now is Carlos Lee. He was awful, guys. He was just gosh awful. And I think he had a big grand slam last night in the bottom of the 10th. He's showing signs now of you know, actually coming to life. And he's a player that I think you know, a lot of folks have given up on, and they should probably, you know, consider getting him you know, back in the lineups and making sure they're utilizing his skill sets. Another guy that I think may be on the verge of breaking out from this morass that he's been in is Manny Ramirez. He's showing signs now of hitting the ball better with a little bit more a sting to it. And maybe, I don't know, Torrey said something nice to him, and he said, well, I like it here now, so I'll start to hit again. But those two players in particular, you know, off to horrible starts. So Derek Lee comes to mind as well. He's another guy that I think is going to start heating up as the weather starts heating up.
Joe, this comes from Russ, as always, firing a question. He wants to know, before the Strasburger got his start, he had an opportunity to trade Billy Butler for Strasburger. Now that's obviously off the table, but what a deal that would have been. Just your overall thoughts on his initial introduction to the game, and have you ever saw anybody have to prepare for what he went through?
No, it's absolutely extraordinary. I mean, you know, I was asked for predictions, what I thought Strasburg would do. I gave him 6 innings, 2 runs, 4 hits, 7 strikeouts, no walks. You know, I wasn't even close. It was 7 innings, 2 runs, 14 strikeouts, 4 base hits, and no walks. So you're talking, you know, an extraordinary outing. Certainly, Strasburg would command Billy Butler today. That would have been a terrific trade. But, you know, you can't second-guess yourself either. Butler's batting a very stout 330, does bring a lot to the table. You know, you hardly can believe the hype with some of these youngsters coming up like Matt Wieters and a few guys like that last year. David Price in his first year was mediocre at best and was pedestrian last year with some great outings. Now he's absolutely, you know, top-shelf SP1 type of material. I can't fault Russ for not pulling the trigger, but in hindsight, which we're all really good at, you know, I would have absolutely made that deal.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show every Thursday at this time. Joe, when you see a guy like Strasburg come in, And we know fantasy baseball can be a day-to-day changing of the lineup and maybe get a guy in there. Can he impact anybody else on the Washington Nationals and make them better, at least from somebody that maybe you look at as somebody you put in your lineup from a time-to-time basis when he's pitching?
You know, I think athletics is an awful lot to do with momentum and excitement and adrenaline and all those things. And this young fella is bringing that to the Washington Nationals. They were playing pretty fair ball, but, I mean, they were being led by, you know, a 350-year-old LeVon Hernandez. And, you know, this kid here is really energizing an entire franchise. That's going to rub off on the Zimmermans, the Duns, the Willinghams, the Morgans. They're going to be part of that incredible buzz and electricity that's going on in our nation's capital, especially when they hand the kid the ball. But even on the off nights, just the buzz surrounding the team, you know, and then getting Bryce Harper, who is Strasburg-like on the offensive side, really adds a lot to this franchise. And it looks like they're going to sign Adam Dunn. So, you know, a lot of happy people in Washington today, and they are on the verge of being a pretty fair ball club.
This comes from Larry in Hastings, Joe. He says, this fantasy baseball talk is killing me. Who is your fantasy football number one pick?
Well, thank you, Larry, for that. I appreciate it because I'm with you. I'd like to start getting into fantasy football. We just you can go to the site, Larry, if you want. We just posted our preliminary player rankings. They're available. Number one pick this year, drum roll, is Chris Johnson, Tennessee Titans, followed by Adrian Peterson, Maurice Jones-Drew, and Ray Rice. Top quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. He will supplant the usual suspects, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady at the top of the food chain. Andre Johnson, you know, unhappy with his contract, but Andre Johnson looks like the number one receiver, followed by Randy Moss. Looks like Larry Fitzgerald is the wild card here, can line it, actually get him the ball. Fitzgerald may drop just a hair and might be a nice head somewhere in the second round, the top of the third, if that happens. Defensively, the Jets look like they're outstanding. Sleeper defense, San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, my gosh. See, here we go. How far down is Matt Moore on your quarterback list?
25.
An email from Scott has just come across, so I'll get this to you, Joe, before we wrap it up. Back to baseball, even though I'm smiling now that we talk football again. Scott wants to know, what's up with Aramis Ramirez from the Cubs? Is it just the injury, or is he overrated?
No, look, he came back last year in July after having a wrist injury, and July, August, September, the guy batted over 300 with 11 home runs. So you really got to attribute this to the wrist. He just went on the disabled list yesterday or this morning, and this is a guy that I think you should wait out. I think you should give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's see how he comes back. But he did come back after 11 weeks off last year, and performed absolutely down the stretch. So hang in there, guys.
Joe, always appreciate the time, and thanks for getting with us on this Thursday. We'll talk with you next week.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Take very, very good care, and I'm glad we had a football question thrown in. Okay, I'm going to let you guys go back to the rage. Take it easy, guys.
See you, buddy. Check out fantasyplayersedge.com for all the latest baseball and football information from Joe DeMeo. We're going to take a break. Before we do, go ahead and hit Irish Ken's email. I see that it's throwing me under the bus somehow.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Hey, you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. This comes from Ken. Appreciate the email, as always, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Big Daddy, I think we're going to have an intervention with Doug. He really does need to go to an education camp. How can he possibly say Texas is not to blame for the demise of the Big 12? Texas has ruffled the feathers of a lot of folks in the Big 12 for a long time, even though Doug won't admit it. Thanks, Irish Ken, for the email. They have kind of bullied a lot of people in the Big 12. A lot of the votes have been 11-1 for some reason, and that one
well,
vote...
Remember, there's one university in the conference in Nebraska, and there's four in Texas. They're always going to be together. They're always going to vote together. They're always going to want to do the same things together. It is official. The Pac-10 says Colorado has accepted the invitation to become the league's 11th member, the first expansion since adding Arizona and Arizona State back in 1978. Pac-10 Commissioner Larry Scott announced in February the conference was looking to expand. It's official. Colorado is gone, and that means Colorado is the first team to leave the Big 12 Conference. We don't want you to leave because we've got a lot more to talk about. And when we go to the break here, we want to make you a winner. It is anniversary week at the Garage. It got underway last night with 357 String Band and Bob Wayne. Tonight, the Rockin' Blues Band Indigenous rolls in from South Dakota. And then coming up on Saturday night, Cornerstone Dub, a reggae band from right here in Nebraska, will be performing. Shows get underway right around 9 o'clock, and we want to give you a pair of tickets. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. You call that number. You can go tonight. You can go Saturday. Tell us which night you want. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to help celebrate the anniversary, 1 year of kicking butt at the Garage in downtown Kearney. Back with more after this.
If you've ever considered owning a motorcycle, this is the time. Kearney Yamaha has three truckloads of repossessed bikes in stock right now, and they're slashing prices. With the great financing options at Kearney Yamaha, you can't afford to miss out on this repo sale.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha, and we want to save you money during our motorcycle repo sale. You'll save tons of money on fuel.
You're sure to find the bike of your dreams and save tons of money, but hurry in. These bikes won't last long. It's the repo sale going on now at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
You know, Golic, like you and me, ESPN and Bass Pro Shops just go together.
Agreed. Except ESPN, Bass Pro, and myself all share an appreciation for the outdoors, whereas you are petrified at the sound of bird chirps.
Those chirps can be bone-chilling, Golic.
Well, despite your aversion to birds, light breezes, and nature in general, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN make for a truly natural partnership.
For once, Golic, I agree with you. Bass Pro is the perfect partner.
Especially for those who dare to go outside.
Menacing chirps, Golic. They're menacing.
This summer, don't be caught dead with a dead battery. This summer, go with Legend, a Napa Legend battery. During the month of June, head to a Napa Auto Parts store or a Napa Auto Care Center and get a $10 mail-in rebate on all Napa Legend 75-month batteries. I got one hooked up to me now. How else could I hit those high notes? So imagine how a Napa Legend battery can improve your ride.
Napa know-how.
Yep, this summer, go with a Legend. I did.
Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
The Nebraska Ranch and Home Expo is moving to Kearney. For the first time, it's going to be held at the Viero Event Center. The dates are set June 9th and 10th. And now is the time to book your exhibit space by calling 402-244-5471. That's 402-244-5471. The Nebraska Ranch Expo is Nebraska's largest ranch-oriented trade show with the latest in haying technology and innovations in the livestock industry. Book your exhibit space now. Phone 402-244-5471.
Internationally renowned author Willa Cather thrilled to the productions performed at the Red Cloud Opera House.
You can too. A performing arts center as well as a gallery, Red Cloud Opera House still thrills audiences today with music, theater, and art. It remains a unique destination for visitors today. Red Cloud Opera House in Red Cloud. Call 402-746-2641 today or visit willacather.org. Red Cloud Opera House, your window to the world.
What I'm saying is, this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up. Y'all got to feel me. Sing if you're with me. Yeah. I wanna be just like you.
Just like you.
This is the anthem. Throw all your hands up. Y'all got to feel me. Sing if you're with me. Another loser anthem. Another loser anthem. Another loser anthem.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Barrett, did we get some winners? We got some tickets. We're going to the Garage.
Yeah, Jason from Kearney's going tonight, and Eli's going on Saturday.
All right, thanks for the calls, guys, and enjoy all of the bands Indigenous tonight going on at the Garage. And folks, don't forget Father's Day just over a little over a week away, and the annual Father's Day golf tournament at Meadowlark Hills is filling up. Don't lose out on your spot. This two-person scramble consists of the father playing with either the son or daughter. Three flights based on a full field. It's fun for everyone. It gets going at 8:30 in the morning. That leaves you plenty of day after the tournament. It includes the golf, the cart, the range balls, flag prizes, lunch, and all that is for a very minimal fee. Contact Metal Arc Hills at 233-3265, 233-3265 for their annual Father's Day Golf Tournament. Coming up Father's Day, Sunday, June the 20th, 8:30 shotgun start. It's always been a lot of fun, and you see a lot of good golfers out there, and they're not always the dad.
A lot of times the dad brings a son with him to see some good shots.
So there you have it. There you have it. Daddy, just some of the weird things that are out there is how far it is for Nebraska travel-wise. That's been the talk here of how far the travel is to go to all of these schools. In the Big 12, Manhattan, this is from Lincoln, 136, Lawrence, 195, Ames, Iowa, 225 miles, Columbia, Missouri, 324, Stillwater, 399, Norman, 451. Then you get to the Texas schools that are all over 700 miles, and then you head out to Boulder, and it's 500 miles.
Okay.
You come into the Big Ten, it's 303 miles to Iowa City, and that is the closest. And then everything else seems to be 450 to 500 miles.
Yeah, it certainly jumps up from there. Not many close to that 300. Not many close to that 300. Minneapolis, 433. The next closest one would be Madison, 483. I didn't realize that was even that close, but 483. Everything after that, Evanston. Evanston, that would be pretty.
Illinois.
That's University of Illinois in Evanston? Springfield would be the capital of Illinois, right?
Okay, is that what it says? Evanston's Purdue?
Well, Purdue's not in Evanston.
Well, what'd you say Purdue for?
Champaign's Illinois, right?
Right.
West Lafayette's Purdue.
Right.
Who the hell's in Evanston? Northwestern?
Probably.
Oh, they would not be in Chicago. They'd right. be Evanston.
Right.
See, we're learning. See,
that was a lot.
Well, hopefully we hope you're learning too.
It was a lot more fun watching your eyes roll to the back of your head. That was exciting.
State College, though, by far the furthest, 1,074 miles to State College, and if you've ever been to State College, you know that it's not exactly like you just fly one flight in there, and you just have to do a little bit of busing or driving to get there, so not the easiest place to get to. But let's be honest. They look to be on the other side of that conference. It's not like you would go there every year. You would go there once every 4 years.
Well, and we mentioned this again during our special show late yesterday afternoon when all of this broke, and maybe we haven't touched on it enough because Mike Lucas did touch on it for the Madison Capital Times. The West, seriously, this is the West. If you just take, if it stays at 12 and there's 6 West and 6 East, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Northwestern, and Illinois. The East, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State, Purdue, and Indiana. It's going to be just like the North and South in the Big 12. The East will be stronger, definitely in football. Then you have to sit down and look at the other sports, but definitely stronger.
You know, Doug, I really like the way you broke down the East by comparing it to the South. You know, last night when you got Penn State.
Well, we did some comparing. Ohio State would be Texas. Michigan overall would be Oklahoma, but Michigan's football's
hard
down
times
right now. And then you got your Penn State would be kind of your Texas A&M. Michigan State would be like your Oklahoma State. Northwestern would be your Baylor. Illinois would be your Texas Tech. You can mix them up a little bit there, but I don't know if that was exactly. I said Michigan State could be your Texas Tech, and Illinois could be your Oklahoma State, trying to be the big boy on the block. Out of the North, I don't think you can make the same comparisons. Is there an immediate dislike for somebody in the what would be that Big Ten Western Division?
No. Well, there's a built-in rivalry with Iowa.
No, there's not. See, I'm going to say no, there's
yes,
not.
Yes, there is.
It could become a rivalry. There is no rivalry right now with Iowa. There is nothing to base a rivalry. When's the last time we competed with Iowa?
There's something to base it on. We're side-by-side statewise. That was something to base it on.
South Dakota State's Division I. You don't think that's a rivalry? Wyoming?
Not near the. No, not when they have no chance to be in the top 5 or 10 like Iowa does.
I want to get a couple other thoughts before we run out of time. All this talk about USC. Anybody says Reggie Bush should lose the Heisman, automatically strip their credentials because they don't know anything. What are you going to do with it? Reggie Bush became less of an athlete because he got paid at USC? He didn't have to work very hard if he got paid.
Did you,
Are you kidding me?
Did you happen to hear what Bobby Knight said when they were asking him the question on Mike and Mike about the NCAA? Bobby Knight said that group, well, why it took them so long to get to their explanation, how they had all these boxes full of things, and it took them 4 to 6 years to compile all this information. He said if these guys would have tried the Normandy invasion, they'd have landed on Portugal. that was this morning, Mike and Mike. So
NBA Finals, Game 4 tonight, your thoughts?
Celtics get it. They figure out a way to make some shots. Ray Allen doesn't go 0 for 38 or whatever he was the other night. Yeah, Ray Allen does it. Kevin Garnett was amazing the other night. He keeps being amazing because he is amazing, and I think the Celtics find a way to get it done in the Garden.
NHL ended last night just when Philadelphia made it exciting to come back and send it into overtime that nobody saw the goal go in, and all of a sudden Chicago is your Stanley Cup champion.
It's crazy when you see that highlight, and Patrick Kane is celebrating at mid-ice and going down to celebrate with his own goalie when people realize he is halfway down the rink before everybody else realizes it is a goal and they've won the Stanley Cup.
So there you go. A couple of other sports items. Congratulations to Danielle Lemick of Donovan. She repeats as the Nebraska Girls State Match Play Championship in golf with a 5-4 win. She pretty much destroyed the entire field yesterday. In American Legion Baseball, all Hastings and Kearney schools all won last night, so congratulations to them. Grand Island Chiefs swept Lexington. The Hogan's All-Star Classic begins tonight to benefit the Nebraska Kidney Association, and the volleyball is this evening. And then basketball is over the next two nights. And with the Kidney Association and with Hogan's All-Star, with the Hogan Sporting Goods, Lana Rouse has a minute to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. She's been so busy selling stuff this morning, we just got a hold of her. What's going on?
I have been busy, Doug, and I know you guys have been busy too. So glad you have time to squeeze me in.
Well, obviously there's so many All-Star games out there, but this one actually is benefiting someone outside of a school or a community. I want to start there. Why the Kidney Association? And you got this going here the last couple of years, and it seems like it's been a success. Take me through how the Kidney Association is benefiting from these three nights of All-Star games.
Well, it really has been a success. This is the third year that Hogan's has been involved with the Kidney Association in putting on these All-Star games. Last year, we did so well, we raised over $10,000 for the Nebraska Kidney Association. So we're hoping with the event starting today and running through Saturday, we're able to top that.
Obviously, it's not just basketball. A lot of times there's so many basketball All-Star games going on. You start off with the volleyball tonight.
Yes, we added that last year, and it was a great addition. Volleyball talent around this area is tremendous, so what a great way to showcase that by adding them to our event. So we start off with three games today at 4 o'clock, so we're really excited to kick it off.
The conferences that are involved are the Southwest, the Lou Platte, the Fort Kearney, and the Twin Valley. And pretty soon after the breakup of the Big 12, they'll probably be able to get Kansas to show up as part of this.
We'll take them. We'll take them.
Part of this All-Star action as well.
That's the first. Thank you. That's the first offer they've had so far.
You bet.
If folks want to know more and can't make it out tonight, or they've got things going on over the weekend and can't make it, there's a variety of ways to help with the Nebraska Kidney Association. I know Lisa is a big contact person there. What can they do if they want to know more, Lana?
If they want to know more, they can always call down here to the store. Tickets are available here. Calling Lisa Sinsel with the Nebraska Kidney Association at 830-2121. If you can't make it and would love to make a donation, we would sure appreciate that. It is for a wonderful cause, and we hope these athletes just come in here the next 3 days, have a great time, get some time in the gym together with maybe an old rival, get to put that high school uniform on one more time and maybe make some new friends, and maybe one of those friends is an old rival, and maybe it'll be a new rival when some of these athletes go on to the college ranks.
That's the only time some of the teams root for each other, because they're playing together in this. Lana, I know everybody's busy, so we'll let you go, and we'll keep reminding folks about the Hogan's All-Star Classic getting underway tonight at 4 o'clock with volleyball. The girls' basketball is Friday night. It gets underway at 6. The boys' basketball doubleheader begins Saturday at 5 o'clock, and always some good competition. We'll see you over there tonight.
Great. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Tony.
That's Lana Rouse with the Hogan's All-Star Classic. You can stop by Hogan's for more information, talk to Lana, get a hold of Lisa Sinsel at 830-2121 with the Kidney Association. Also tonight, the Pinnacle Central Nebraska All-Star Game. This is sponsored by the Grand Island Independent, has been for a long time. It'll be at Central Catholic tonight at 7 o'clock. Numerous area athletes are competing in that as well. And we apologize. You know, we always like to have a little local high school, college, and it's just going to be dominated by Husker football and Big Ten expansion talk. And it seems like that's what people want to talk about as much as anything, obviously, right now. One piece of information, and actually talked to Bob Jensen about it yesterday. We corresponded, and he followed up on it a little bit. Michael Schaaf, who I think everybody probably knows his name by now, he could be the next huge Division I football talent coming out of the state. Right now it's Zach Starrup, who's been offered by Notre Dame, who on the website is saying that they have moved up there with Iowa and Nebraska as his top three choices. But Michael Schaaf has torn out his ACL and his MCL. The same thing happened to his other knee earlier this year. Had a lot quicker recovery. The state champion wrestler out of Sutton, who many people think is just going to tear it up in wrestling and football at Cambridge. His dad took the principal or soup job over there at Cambridge. But now he is injured and up in the air whether he'll get to play football this year.
Yeah, devastating blow, certainly for him and, well, certainly for the Cambridge Trojans that maybe thought they had the best two players with them and the baby bull, the Peterson kid.
We want to thank all the folks that joined us on the show today, including Lana Rouse from the Hogan's All-Star Game, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, talking college football, the expansion, the teams that are in, that are teams that are out, Mike Lucas from the Madison Capital Times in Wisconsin, and Joshua Kinder down in Kansas at the Manhattan Mercury. We are efforting many more great guests for the show tomorrow. We're all over the place next week. Don't forget Monday, we're giving away a $1,000 gift card at Builder's Warehouse during the Doug and Daddy Show. You have to be registered for that by Saturday, so stop into Builders. Doesn't take any talent. Stop in, register. Somebody gets $1,000 and a lot more coming up on Monday's show.
Folks, normally this time of year, we tell you if you've got an idea for us, you want somebody on, please shoot us an email. We'd love to have them on. You know what? We're pretty busy, but if you've got an idea, we'll certainly follow up on it and get them on. If you want to hear about it, that's what we do. We provide for you. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.